Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Cremery. Thank you for tuning in. 10 disabled Alaskans are suing the state and the guardian the state appointed to take care of them in a class action lawsuit alleging financial abuse and neglect. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra has this story.
Greta's mother, Mary, has dementia and was a ward of former guardian Thomas McDuffie under his business Cash Integrity starting in 2021. We're not using their last names to protect her mother's privacy. As Mary's guardian, McDuffie was in charge of Mary's housing and financial decisions, which included managing her benefits. Greta says it quickly became clear that McDuffie was neglecting his duties.
He did not pay any of her bills. He didn't pay her taxes the whole time he was there. She was in debt. She had back taxes he didn't pay. He took her out of the Pioneer home and put her in a facility that she could not afford. She has long-term care. He never billed that.
Greta and her sister worked with multiple lawyers over the course of over a year and a half to free their mother from her guardianship and conservatorship under McDuffie. But by the time they succeeded, their mother's health had declined severely. Greta says McDuffie didn't get her to doctor's appointments or physical therapy.
She went from walking, getting health care, to not getting health care, to not being able to walk, to being very depressed. She wasn't getting any of the medical treatment she needed.
Mary has now moved in with Greta's sister in Anchorage, and Greta says she's begun walking again, is more social, and her memory is improving. But Greta and her sister are now dealing with the tens of thousands of dollars of debt they say was a result of McDuffie's mismanagement. Mary is just one of more than 100 wards under McDuffie's care from 2021 to 2023. Alaska's public guardianship program serves the state's most vulnerable people, those who can't make their own decisions about finances or care. The state employs public guardians, but their office is understaffed, so McDuffie was a private guardian assigned public cases. Anchorage attorney Caitlin Shortell is representing Greta's mother, Mary, and the other plaintiffs in the lawsuit. She says the stories of how McDuffie failed his wards are endless. According to the lawsuit, along with not paying their taxes, he wasn't finding adequate housing for some, failed to enroll them for public benefits, and overpaid himself for his services. He allegedly left one person in the hospital unnecessarily for a year, racking up a bill of over $500,000. Shortell says one of McDuffie's wards was in a wheelchair and living in a condo when it flooded, leaving the floor warped and uneven.
Mr. McDuffie didn't provide him enough food or pay his bills, and then failed to make a claim on the insurance for the flood damage, leaving this person malnourished, unable to really move around even in his own home, and leaving him with property damage.
Shortell says McDuffie also pooled his ward's money together in a shared trust, and that makes unwinding the money he owes people extremely difficult.
If you have hundreds of clients and all of their money is pooled, how can you figure out whose money is whose? And that became much more complicated because of the lack of accurate bookkeeping and accounting.
The state is in the process of appointing a forensic accountant partly for that task. McDuffie is no longer a practicing guardian as of the fall of 2023, and the state has reassigned his wards. Reached by phone, he declined an interview request. The State Office of Public Advocacy, or OPA, which runs the public guardian system, has so far been unable to help McDuffie's former wards recover their money. All the funds McDuffie pooled are in an account that's been frozen since early 2024. But Shortell says the state is also responsible. She says they missed or ignored signs of McDuffie's failures and enabled his assignments. The lawsuit names two state employees as defendants, Beth Goldstein, OPA's deputy director, and Anthony Newman, director of the State Health Department's Adult Protective Services Unit. According to the lawsuit, Goldstein did not confirm McDuffie had a relevant license, and for much of the time he was working as a guardian, McDuffie actually didn't have one. Shortell says if Goldstein had recognized this, these harms could have been prevented.
Unfortunately, when it was discovered that he didn't have a license in good standing, the licensing department of the state just retroactively granted him a license, which is really quite shocking.
Goldstein also allegedly continued to refer cases to McDuffie despite evidence that he was neglecting his duties. Shortell also says Adult Protective Services, run by Newman, could have intervened earlier after receiving numerous reports of harm about McDuffie and his company. OPA directed questions about the case to the State Department of Law, which declined an interview request. But spokesperson Patty Sullivan shared a brief comment on McDuffie's business, Cash Integrity, over email. It says, quote, "The actions of Cash Integrity are tragic, and the state is working on solutions." And, quote, "It is unfortunate that the state has been included in this lawsuit when the responsibility lies with those who caused the injury," end quote. But Shortell says, under state law, the state does have a legal responsibility to protect vulnerable Alaskans in its care.
That's simply not true, that the state of Alaska wasn't responsible.
The class action lawsuit also asked Goldstein to be removed as the investigator in this case because she was already so involved in it. The state took steps recently to replace her in that role. As of Friday, the defendants named in the lawsuit were still being served. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
And now you're listening to Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Occoquan and beyond. Every summer, the docks of downtown Juneau are packed with tourists. Among the visitors are people like Dado Valdez, who prepares the onboard entertainment for one of the cruise ship companies. Valdez has been coming to Juneau for over 30 years, and in that time, he's found another family off the ship.
Yeah, I'm Dado, just Dado Valdez from the Philippines. Yeah, we are in a cruise ship in Juneau, and, you know, I love Juneau. I've been coming here since 1993. I have a very good friend. He was my friend at home. He asked me if I want to come to work with him also. So I said, why not? At first I said, only one contract. But then when I started, then I realized this is the job I wanted. I am a production manager, and I've been working for this company for almost 32 years now. We are in charge of the show. If we have a comedian today, so that's for the night. And on the daytime, there are daytime activities that we need to do. I go home after the each contract in the Philippines. I live in Mindanao. That is in Bukidnon. I work for 6 months. And then get to go home for 2 to 3 months, then back to work again. When I started here, there is this Oriental restaurant there. And the owner of that became my friend. So every time I get to Juneau, I do the dishwashing. Because I just like to be with them. And he loves that too. And every time I come back to the ship, I get food. He give me food because he owns the restaurant. Play billiard in there and karaoke. You know, karaoke is the most fun. Yeah, that's all I want to have when I'm in Juneau, just to see my friends.
Can you tell me about the first friend that you made when you started working on the cruise ships?
She is a local. We just met walking on the street. They keep asking me to go with them on that tram. I said, can we do it next time? Until this time, we haven't been there. Yes, for years now. I admit that. Maybe I'm lazy. Since then, until this time, we are friends. Her son is my godson. And I love coming back here because of the people in Juneau. Hospitable, nice, friendly. The Juneau family are my family.
That was Dado Valdez for this week's Tongass Voices. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's 60 degrees and raining a little bit this afternoon. The low tonight is 46, and it looks like more rain is on the way this evening. Tomorrow looks like much of the same, with a high around 60. It may clear up by the evening, though, with a low of 48 degrees. Thursday and Friday look like they could be warm and sunny, with highs around 65. And this weekend looks like it could be clear as well. You're listening to KTOO.